Track 62.
One world, one ball. Imagine a soccer ball that won't wear out, won't go flat, and could last for years. That's exactly what the One World Football is. Here's the story of how and why it was made. In 2006, Renaissance man Tim Yannigan set out to make such a ball. At the time, Yannigan was working to develop new medical technology, but he saw something on TV that changed his life. A news story showed children in Darfur playing soccer with a ball made of trash. Even though charities donate soccer balls to children in need, the balls quickly go flat on rough or rocky ground. Yannigan felt that he had to do something, and he even had a plan. He knew of a strong, light foam substance that might be perfect. With this tough material, he could design a new type of soccer ball. There was just one problem. Developing a new product is expensive, and Yannigan's money was invested in his medical technology business. It wasn't until 2 years later that a conversation solved everything. Yannigan was spending time with his friend Sting, a musician and charity supporter. He mentioned his idea, and Sting was fascinated at once. If Yannigan could give kids everywhere a soccer ball that would last, Sting said, he would help pay to develop it. With Sting's financial support, a year of development and testing began. The result was the One World Football, which was named after Sting's song, One World, Not Three. The One World Football is the same size and weight as a standard soccer ball, but it has less bounce. This makes it better for playing on hard surfaces. It never needs an air pump and never goes flat. Kids can pass, dribble, and shoot for years on rough ground that would destroy a normal ball in months. The One World Football can even be run over by a car without losing its shape. In 2010, Yannigan and his wife founded a company now known as One World Play Project to sell the One World Football. The ball has been donated and distributed to tens of thousands of charity organizations around the world. Thanks to this invention, these organizations don't have to constantly replace worn-out and flattened soccer balls anymore. Any individual can also buy One World Footballs. For each ball that is sold, another is given away for free to children in need. The soccer ball has already reached over 175 countries, and it has given the company an even bigger vision for children everywhere. One World Play Project's new mission is not only to provide soccer balls, but to turn the world into a field of play. Through its new focus, the company is continuing to promote the idea that all children need play just as much as they need food or medicine.